This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Grand Rapids voters will be electing their first new mayor in more than 10 years. The primary is a week from tomorrow. Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter Lindsay Smith has been covering the race. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, Zoe.
So first off, we should note current Mayor George Hartwell, who's been in office, as I said, for more than a decade, he is being term limited out.
He is. He's the longest serving mayor of Grand Rapids, actually. He's been around since, I want to say, like 2004 at this point. And he was a sitting city commissioner before he was elected mayor. So it's been a long run with him. And before that, John Logie was in office for another 10 years. So it's been a nice, stable ride, you could say, for the city of Grand Rapids when it comes to their mayor. You know, some people didn't like it like that. They thought it was a little too stable. And they brought an issue to voters last November that said, hey, look, let's put term limits on our city commission and on our mayor. And voters here narrowly passed that initiative, and it limits the mayor to just 8 years, 2 4-year terms. So that's why Hartwell has to call it a day here at the end of 2015.
So a big transition for the city, even though the mayor doesn't have a huge, huge, huge amount of power in the way that city government works in Grand Rapids.
Well, it is kind of a strong city manager style of government
right
here in the city. Yeah. But I would say, you know, the bully pulpit here is pretty big. You can do with it what you want. I think Hartwell really made energy issues, climate change, sustainability issues a big part of his agenda. And he made this office work for him. Even at the national level, he was on some of President Obama's committees, mayor stuff that he worked on there. So, you know, and certainly Grand Rapids being the second largest city in the state of Michigan, I mean, if you want to have a say in the state level, you certainly can do that.
And it was also this interesting political role because he was independent. And so he could kind of, you know, I don't want to say play the field, but he came down on issues maybe not so politically as other mayors in other big cities.
Yeah, it's all the city commission and the mayor races are nonpartisan offices. However, I will say, I mean, everybody sort of knows who's the Democrats and who are the Republicans. There certainly are Republican-leaning city commissioners. So it's not completely in the dark insofar as we know Hartwell generally as a Democrat and was favorable towards Obama and much of his policies.
Yeah. So, okay, Linz, let's talk about the candidates. There are four of them running to replace Hartwell. We've got a city commissioner. We've got a reverend who is a former state representative, and we have two newcomers to city government. And from the sense I got, you and I were part of a debate last week in Grand Rapids with these candidates. It seems like it's sort of a two-person race at this point. Tell us between who.
Yeah, generally speaking, I would argue, or many people are arguing, the front runner is City Commissioner Rosalind Bliss. She's been a commissioner since 2005. She's a social worker. She's got a the endorsements of practically the entire, I don't want to say the entire city, because there are certainly people who have backed Reverend Robert Dean, who is a former city commissioner, former state rep, school board president. So he has chops, but Rosalind Bliss certainly has a long list of endorsements. She has raised the most money by far. Grand Rapids Press put an article out this morning about how she's raised $92,000, which is like by far more than any other candidate. So she's even gotten one of the political donors was some of the DeVosses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a Republican leaning family, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody, there's a lot of broad support for Commissioner Bliss. And Hartwell, it's sort of seen as she would be, in a way, a continuation of Hartwell's policy. Hartwell himself has endorsed Bliss. Reverend Dean, like I said, he has a ton of experience. He was a sitting school board president for Grand Rapids Schools. He's a former state rep. He's a former city commissioner. Kind of like Hartwell in that they both have this church background, right? So he's a great public speaker. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of charisma. Mm-hmm. And people from where I live in the third ward where he was commissioner, he has a lot of strong support in that area. He also is getting support because he's hitting on a lot of budget issues. He's getting conservatives on the west side in the first ward. A lot of support from conservatives who are worried more about debt and money issue, financial issues in the city, and they feel like Hartwell has paid more attention to maybe some, in their mind, frilly expenses that are extras.
And so the idea is really it's sort of a race between these two. And then we have, as I said, these two newcomers to city government, Willard Lee, who I believe this is the first office he's ever run for, a young guy, and then also a engineer by the name of John George, who has a website, and his main issue seems to be taking fluoride out of the water in the city.
City of Grand Rapids was the first city in the country to put fluoride in its water. He's made this a really strong issue. I gotta say, I feel like talking to people, my neighbors, I don't hear a lot of people thinking about that as their top priority, but it's an important issue to him. He certainly brought attention to it by running for mayor. And then Willard Lee is a retired military veteran, we should also point out. And he has some of the best answers in the debate that he is so honest about. He admits, you know, look, I'm trying to do this and I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm willing to learn on the job. And some people are giving credit for that.
Yeah, we should quickly note that the debate that we're talking about, you can find at the website michiganradio.org. If you want to hear answers to some of Lindsay's questions, I moderated it. And it's a good hour and a half to really kind of better understand these candidates. Lindz, in the final minute that we have left or so, what are the issues that folks are really watching in Grand Rapids that could sort of, you know, make or break who these voters decide on?
Well, like I said, I feel like Dean has really brought budget issues to the forefront of his campaign. You know, arguments about how much Grand Rapids debt is and how bad the city's finances are. I mean, certainly Grand Rapids has had to deal with budget deficits, but he had said during that debate that Grand Rapids is bleeding money or something to that effect. When you deal with places like Wayne County and certainly the city of Detroit going through bankruptcy, I sort of in my head think of that as bleeding money. Grand Rapids is nowhere near that kind of fiscal crisis, but I do think budget issues are on people's minds. How we improve streets and pay for things like bike lanes and public transportation and rejuvenating the downtown area near the riverfront, talking about restoring the rapids into the Grand River. Those are important issues that city commissioners have on their plates and will have on their plates in the next couple of years.
And we should quickly note, too, Lindsay, we're talking about this even though the primary is on Tuesday. You know, there's a general election. We're talking about this right now, though, because there's this system in Grand Rapids that says, hey, if a candidate gets more than 50% of the vote in the primary, then there isn't a runoff, no general election. So we could very well see the next mayor of Grand Rapids being elected next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think this is really on Tuesday going to come down to, can Commissioner Rosalind Bliss come up with 50% or more of the vote? If she does, she will become the first female mayor, I would also note. And if she doesn't, it'll probably be Dean and Bliss in November.
Well, we will wait a week to see. Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter. Lindz, thanks so much.
No problem.